morning, everybody. Thank you for joining, especially on such short notice. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Pei Aleph. So we are in the middle of the Ramah in Si'if Chav Gimel. So says the Ramah at the very top of page Pei Aleph. Again, we're talking about things that you can and cannot go out with on Shabbos in a place where there is no Erev. Apparently, this was like the yellow star, meaning there was some sort of green or yellowish round patch that a Jew had to wear to identify as a Jew. You're allowed to go out with it even if it's not actually sewn to your garment, but it's just attached somewhat to your garment, like a safety pin or that, or something like that. You can also go out with a handkerchief as long as it's attached to your clothing. And third, that which we said that you can go out with bells attached to your clothing that are woven into your clothing, that's only if it's a bell that doesn't make noise and therefore it's not a violation of Hashma'as Kol. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Siv Katan Pei Gimel Mutalatzis Ben, this was going on the Jew patch. Tachashiv Malbush, that's considered a Malbush, because that's the way Jews had to go out throughout the entire week. And I'm not afraid that a person's going to be embarrassed by it and he's going to carry it instead of wear it, because he's got to be afraid of the Malchus if he's caught without it. I'm also not concerned that it's going to fall off and he's going to carry it, like bells that are not woven into the garment, because this is not chashiv to retrieve it in such a way. We said that you're allowed to have a handkerchief if it's attached to your clothing. What does that mean? It means obviously from Erev Shabbos it has to be sewn into your clothing. Or at least two stitches that hold it onto your clothing. Because that's considered that it's woven in properly. Because otherwise you're going to have to be concerned that maybe it will fall off and you're going to come to carry it just like the bells. Even though your handkerchief is not an item of clothing, nor is it a tachshit, but it's also not a masui, because it was normal to have a sewn-in handkerchief on your clothing, and therefore it becomes batel to the beged, and it's not a problem. That's the svara. That's why the sewn-in handkerchief is okay, even though it's not a malbush and it's not a tachshit, but it becomes batel to the beged. If that's the svara, says the Mishnah Berurah, bismaneinu she'ein derech lios ha patzelet tafor ba'abeged, where it's not the derech that the handkerchief is sewn into the clothing. So since that's not our derech to have handkerchiefs sewn onto our clothing, it does not become batel to the beged and it's asur. And that's what it says in the Sefer Zichut Torah Moshe and the Sefer Matei Asher. And there are those that say lufi shah patzela to davar sheinu chashuv, since the handkerchief is not chashuv, batel l'gabei eksus k'shtav rabo, it becomes batel to the clothing even nowadays when it's sewn in. Ukshira bi'amala k'sus alachagor afil k'shav. But if you just tie it onto your clothing or onto your belt, with the kesher shel kayama, you're not allowed to go out with it. Since you're not actually, it's not functional. It's not functioning as part of your belt. So what should you do if you didn't sew it really well onto your clothing before Shabbos and you need your handkerchief? You can't just turn it into a belt and start using it now, because you have a belt. And to just put another belt on top of your existing belt is asr. Elos, what should you do? Yechaber rosha patzelat berosha chagora ba'aniva v'yekha chagora arucha. You should build it on as an extension to your belt. So tie a bow that attaches it to the end of your belt. And use it to actually as part of your belt to whenever you're going out in the street. V'yesh me'achorim shem fakvikin b'zeh. But some of the achorim say that doesn't work either. V'sovrin t'kesh shenu shokayam b'lo ma'ani b'zeh. What do you mean? You're going to tie it on as a bow to the end of your belt, well, then it's not really attached to your belt. As a kesher shein or shel kayama. So that's not a real attachment. You can't tie a kesher shel kayama because that's melecha Shabbos. So you can't do that. So if you want to tie a kesher, you want to tie it on really well onto the end of your belt, do it on Erev Shabbos. You have to tie it on with a real knot. And then it's considered like a longer belt. So Sivkat Pei Luxus, we said if it's attached to the clothing, the handkerchief is okay. Dafka Luxus, only if it's attached to your clothing. Avlam Tfaru L'chagora in a moil. If you sew your handkerchief onto your belt, it does not work. Deinam Batal L'gabi Chagora, because it does not become bottled to your belt. Alim Ken Yitran Broshach Gur V'yakarat Mabo V'chanal, unless you actually tie it onto the end of your belt and make it a functional part of your belt. V'ayin L'kaman B'sivlam V'avlam Zayin Mashkasav Mishaburu Minyan Zeh. We'll revisit this in Sif Katan, in Si'if from Lamed Vav and Lamed Zayin. Okay, now Si'if Chav Dalid. Yotzim b'minei asavim shekoshim osam b'ksharim v'tolin osam l'refua. There are certain types of herbs that people would wear like a kameya, and it was believed to give them some level of refua, and you're allowed to wear those things on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berura, du gam kein b'chal kameya mumcha. It's like a kameya mumcha. It's like an amulet that is known to work. Kedisa l'kaman b'siv chafei, as we're going to see in the next Si'if where we talk about kameyos. Because what difference does it make whether the kameya has Kabbalistic prayers written in it or whether the kameya has actual herbs that make up the kameya? It's a tachshit for the chola, like part of his clothing. And we will discuss in Si'if Chafei what is considered a kameya mumcha. But since Si'if Chafei is kind of long and it goes through the entire next amud, we're going to wait to learn Si'if Chafei on Sunday. So let's review what we learned tonight. Number one, we said that a government mandated, we learned three things in the Ramah, that a government mandated Jewish ID badge may be worn even if it's just slightly attached to your baguette. Number two is that a handkerchief needs to be sewn into your clothing or tied as an extension onto your belt with a kesher shel kayama. And number three, that a bell has to be not only woven into the beged, but it also has to not make noise so that it not be a violation of Hashma Askol. And there's discussions about like bells attached to Sifrei Torah and things like that. And then the other thing we learned is that an herbal kameya for refuah is permitted. Bezras Hashem, on Sunday, probably also from a remote location from Marina Del Rey, we will continue with Si'if Chaf Hei. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a great Shabbos.